From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. A local area emergency is in effect for Salt Lake City following a 5.7 magnitude earthquake just after 7 a.m. this morning. It's been followed by about 20 aftershocks so far, according to Mike Hyland with the Utah Geological Survey.
We seem to be in a little earthquake sequence here, and the main thing to remember is to stay calm. If necessary, drop. Cover and hold on.
Hyland says the epicenter appears to be just north of Magna. More than 73,000 homes in the Salt Lake area had lost electricity, according to Rocky Mountain Power, which indicates that number is now under 29,000. Earthquakes of this size are rare in Utah. The state has had only 16 temblors that were 5.5 or stronger since pioneers arrived in 1847. The last big one happened in St. George almost three decades ago. In a tweet, Governor Gary Herbert asked everyone to stay away from the downtown area while crews assess damage. He also said that for public safety, everyone who can should remain at home. Herbert tweeted the Poison Control Center has been evacuated and the state's coronavirus hotline is down. Salt Lake City International Airport has also been closed. Flights are grounded. Officials are evacuating terminals and the Federal Aviation Administration shut down the airport's control tower. Tarmacs are being inspected. And the Utah Transit Authority has halted trains running between Salt Lake Central and Murray because of damage on the line. And all tracks trains are also out of service until further notice. No estimate has been provided on when service would resume. You can go to our website for the latest as we update that today, KUER.org. Starting tonight, all restaurants in Utah must suspend dine-in operations for at least 2 weeks. The order comes from the State Department of Health and the Coronavirus Task Force and goes into effect at 11:59 this evening. In a statement, the governor said he didn't make the decision lightly and apologized for disrupting people's lives and potentially costing them jobs. But he said the state must take quick action. Salt Lake and Summit counties had already banned restaurants from letting customers dine in. Takeout and delivery will still be permitted where available. Utah County has reported its first resident case of COVID-19. The county health department says he's an adult male over the age of 18 years old and likely contracted the virus through community spread. That brings the state total to 52, 10 of whom are out-of-state visitors. Most cases are in Salt Lake and Summit counties. Bear River Health District, which serves Box Elder, Cache, and Rich counties, has confirmed its first case of the virus. That case is still being investigated, but health officials say it appears to be the result of exposure to a known case in Salt Lake County. Salt Lake City Council has tentatively approved a 0% interest loan program for small businesses affected by the pandemic. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more on this and on loans available from the Small Business Administration.
Salt Lake City has set aside $1 million to help local businesses with less than 50 employees, and the loans would be zero interest. The city's economic development director, Ben Collender, says the maximum loan amount would be $20,000, so they can help at least 50 businesses.
That just underscores my point of government's not going to solve all of this. But we're putting something out there as a first step to see how we can help.
The city council is set to officially approve the program next Tuesday, with checks going out as early as next Wednesday morning. But Collender says some residents and businesses have told the city that they may be willing to help out by offering their own grants. Companies across Utah impacted by coronavirus also now have access to federal loans from the Small Business Administration, but those come with a 3.75% interest rate. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Red Cross announced yesterday they're facing a severe blood shortage because of the pandemic. Across the country, more than 2,700 blood drives have been canceled. Red Cross officials say healthy donors are needed, and they're making sure to keep people safe by spacing beds to practice social distancing and taking people's temperatures before they donate. Utah has four locations in Orem, St. George, Salt Lake City, and Layton open for blood draws. Videos of a man wearing a Huntsman 2020 shirt appearing to go door-to-door collecting signatures surfaced on Twitter last night. But John Huntsman's gubernatorial campaign says it has suspended door-to-door activities to help stop the spread of coronavirus. Spokeswoman Lisa Roskelly says instead signature gatherers are only going to households that say they want to sign.
We're reaching out to people to make sure that they have that opportunity to use their voice and doing it in the best way that we can in this environment.
She says the campaign will look into the videos. And Greg Skordas will challenge Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes in the November election. The high-profile Democratic defense attorney announced yesterday, shortly after Republican Utah County Attorney David Levitt said he's entering the race. Reyes has held the job since 2013. I'm Diane Maggio Pinto, KUER News.